B-Pod Studios.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorena. Kiss 95.1.
So Manny was telling us that he was thinking about becoming a volunteer firefighter. But you had these strict rules.
Yeah, it was like a list of things that he didn't want to do.
Oh, hold on a second. Back up. First of all, this was a private conversation. I know we don't have private conversations a lot, but my wife doesn't even know about this.
Which, by the way, was one of the requirements. Your wife can't know about this.
So here's the situation. I live in Waxhaw, and I just found out that they're going to put a volunteer fire department within like a mile of my house.
Which you would be, that's great, because volunteer firefighters got to be near the firehouse to...
Right.
Yeah.
So, to back up a little bit, when I lived in California, the town I lived in Northern California, had a volunteer fire department. And I played hockey with a guy who was on the volunteer fire department, and his whole week was filled up with fun activities. The hockey team, like 8 volunteer firefighters played hockey. Then they had a bowling league. Mm-hmm. Then they, every weekend, was some sort of a barbecue or cookout event. Then they had a softball team, right? And then they did like fashion shows, fundraisers. And I go, it sounds like a party. And he goes, it is a party.
Yeah, so the only thing that you're seeing is the social side of things.
Oh, my God. I didn't have a girlfriend at the time. I wasn't married when I was in California. I was like, I need to join this. So I went to the fire department, the recruitment night. And Chief talked, and I was like, sweet. You know, he's like, none of you are firefighters by nature. You're all here because you want to volunteer your time, and you want to help us, you know, get our memberships up. We need members, especially during the day, which is big for me.
Sure.
You know, I'm home in the afternoon when a lot of other firefighters work 9 to 5.
Now, is this meeting with the chief here in Charlotte, or is this
No,
California?
This is in California.
This is California.
Yeah, I haven't even made it that far here in Wesley Chapel.
Okay.
So, they play the video, you know, they're going to show us a video on what the volunteer firefighters need. They get a little blue light in their car. You're not supposed to bust through traffic lights.
But you would totally abuse that.
Cars would pull over for you, and I was like, this is sweet. really up in the call here. And then the car accident portion of the program comes on. And I was like, I just am not good with blood. I'm not good with gore. I panic, like in a car crash. Like I would arrive with the firefighter and be like, oh my God, get her out.
Yeah, you're the very definition of what a firefighter shouldn't be.
Exactly.
If I need help, I don't want you.
Yeah.
And the chief was like, if you are a volunteer and you don't want to, become a more fulfilled firefighter, then, you know, there's plenty of things for you to do around the firehouse, and there's plenty of things for you to do at a fire. You don't have to go into the fire. You don't even have to fight the fire. You can help us with hose, laying out the hoses and doing crowd control. And I'm like, that's perfect. Like, I'm not trying to go into a fire, but I want to help. So the freaking Wesley Chapel Fire Department is moving, supposedly they're building a new one close to my house. So I said to you two off the air, I was like, maybe I'll do that. I'm available in the afternoon. They probably need members in the afternoon, but I don't want to do
firefighter stuff.
Everything.
I don't want to go into a fire. I don't want to do car wrecks. I might not be available at night.
So basically you just want to be part of the boys club.
Yeah.
I will be
you
in charge.
Hang out.
Wesley Chapel Fire Department, let me make this clear. I will be in charge of your social activities. And I'll run your Facebook page.
You want to be the social coordinator.
If there's a fire, you're going to show up and go, oh boy, I hope someone does something with this.
You guys have been fighting this thing for a while. You need water? I'll go get waters, bagels. What do you want? Chick-fil-A?
You're the water boy. You're the team captain.
Dude, is there anything wrong with that? Don't the volunteer fire departments need guys like me?
No, I think there's everything wrong with that.
Aren't I the real hero?
Okay.
Remember, you know, you the MVP.
No, I think that everybody who's on a fire truck should be willing to saddle up and run into the fire.
Yeah, well then, as quickly as my career starts, it stops.
Like, if I found out that my house is on fire and then I see a firefighter just standing there, I'd be like, hey, come on, you got work to do,
right,
bud.
But there'd be other guys and gals that would be able to do that portion of it. I'd be like, hey, my job is to stand here and make sure nobody turns the water off on the pumper.
So what are you going
to
do during a car accident? And how can you help? I mean, you're only on a car accident for like 30 minutes. You can't give everybody water for that.
I mean, he's going to wait in the car and just relay messages back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want a uniform. Don't even give me the helmet and the pants and all that stuff.
You don't want none of that?
No, I want to be a light volunteer.
You literally just want the social environment.
You know what?
Maybe it is cool, though. Like, I need a spot to go and hang out, like watch TV and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like
it's called your garage.
Yeah.
You're going to get a vest that just says public on it, and there's like he's press.
I'm a volunteer yeah. firefighter, like way volunteer. How volunteer are you? Like, I don't even know.
I volunteer for the volunteers. Like, if they need water, I'll get it.
Sometimes I wash the fire truck.
Well, anyway, I'm available if you're ready for me, Wesley Chappell. I'm available for any kind of your social needs. The bowling league looks tremendous. All the guys are fun and the girls are fun when they get together.
Good God.
That's so stupid. You want to become a firefighter to go bowling? Man, come on. Let's just have cookouts and bowl. Who cares about that whole first responder thing?
Yeah.
The alarm goes off. Me, he's like, we'll get there. Finish your meal.
Oh, that's a good. No, wait a second. That's actually a good idea. If the fire alarm goes off and you're fixing dinner, you can take over the cooking while they go do the fire. And so by the time they come back, you can feed all
of them. You say to deal with two disasters? No. I'm not even a good chef.
The fire department's now burning down.
Yeah. Listen, let's do this, though, after 8. I saw this, funny enough, I think I saw it on Twitter, where people were filling in the hashtag, then the fire department came.
Okay.
So, like, something happened at your house, things got crazy, and then the fire department came. We'll talk about that just after 8 from your friendly volunteer firefighter, Maney, in Kiss 95.1.
Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we were kind of just taken aback here in the studio. We were off the air talking, and Maney told us how he was thinking about signing up to become a firefighter. And
volunteer firefighter.
And then we started kind of probing at that idea of Maney the firefighter, and he told us that he didn't want to do anything involving going into fires, and he didn't want to go to car accidents, which, by the way, is the definition of being a firefighter.
Right. He's got a whole rider of the things he doesn't want to do.
Yeah. So pretty much you just want to hang out and join the sports teams.
So what I found out when I lived in California was the volunteer fire department there was looking for members, and you don't have to be all in like Roy thinks. Like, you can help out around the firehouse doing things and call yourself a volunteer firefighter. So Wesley Chappell's actually moving their fire station or building one close to my house. And I said, hey, maybe I'll just join that fire department and be the head of social activities. You would have thought I was nuts. But listen, we're getting text messages from people who are saying that there are people like Maney.
Yeah, we have one text that says that it's called fire auxiliary. It's typically the firefighter's wives.
Yeah. So me and the firefighter's wives wait for the boys to come back.
You can leave the bake sale, bud.
And I'll set the parade up. 803 said people like Maney help out a lot. Former lieutenant of a volunteer fire department. And in fact, Laffy McLafferson over there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Jonah, who's an assistant firefighter and an assistant chief. Hi, Jonah.
How are y'all?
We're good. Where are you a firefighter?
So I'm an assistant chief at the Pleasant Valley Fire Department. We actually operate directly with the Wesley Chappell Fire Department.
Oh, good.
Oh, that could be your future coworker.
You better be nice to Chief. My chief. Well, listen, I just thought that, you know, with my hours, I was available in the afternoon, and I know volunteer fire departments need that. Sometimes they need more help in the afternoon than they do at night, and I can help out any way I can.
Well, what I was going to offer to you is that we have a training house. We obviously have equipment. We got people who love training to come try it out and see if you maybe could do it as a firefighter. Because, like in our organization, and I know, you know, it is typically the firefighters' wives that hand out the water and stuff like that. But in both our organization and Wesley Chappell, we can always use volunteers and people who are professional firefighters on our roles. We also have, you know, people who are business people. I think Wesley Chappell, one of our former members, is he'd be everywhere from Japan to Czechoslovakia in a week doing research on prescription drugs. So it's not just firefighters who could be firefighters. We have a lot of people who actually...
Right. I just think Maney would be afraid of fires.
I would be. Who wouldn't be?
All the hard time y'all are giving him, I think it would be worthwhile for him to come try it out.
So all right.
Either he can figure out he's made for it or y'all can laugh at him.
That's right. A win-win either way.
Nicole, I'm putting Jonah back on hold, get his info, and then maybe after the first of the year when we come back, I'll go do that.
You can just hang out with the firefighters.
Thanks, Jonah. Buddy, thanks, bud.
Your speed is the firefighter wives. You can hang out, fix food, talk, gossip.
Set up the parade. Yeah.
End up water.
talk about Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
We DVR Chicago Fire, boys. Come on in. So Liz in Charlotte is on the radio with us. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
We saw something trending over the weekend. People on Twitter were using the hashtag, then the fire department came. And it typically was like, my dog accidentally wagged into the candle. The candle caught my dad's work papers on fire. Then the fire department came. And that's what we're looking for at 704-570-9595.
We bought a house in May, which is really exciting. And about 5 days after we moved in, my boyfriend had to travel for work, so he left me alone. And I was home maybe like 20 minutes before I locked myself out of the house. And I had put dinner in the oven and, tried to like break into our house, which it turns out we have all shatterproof windows, so that didn't work. So I had to go over to neighbor's houses. Nobody answered the door. Finally I got somebody who was like coming home from work and they called the fire department for me. And I was like, oh, this is no big deal. They're just going to come and, unlock the door for me. It'll be fine. But they came down our street with, like, sirens blazing. All of my neighbors came out. The one fire guy came out of the truck with, like, a hatchet.
Yeah, that would be me. Like,
and I was like, oh, my gosh, please don't break my door down. I'll be in so much trouble. But we did get in. It didn't actually catch on fire, but it was a really interesting introduction to our neighborhood.
That's so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Liz's house is on fire. No, I just got myself locked out. Yeah, that would be me, though. Thank you, Liz.
I remember as a kid, I was riding bicycles with my buddy, and at one point I fell off the bike and really cut up my knee, and I saw what I just thought was a firehouse, and I was like, well, you know what? I bet they got Band-Aids.
Not bad.
Let me just ride my bike over there and talk to them. So I go up, and I hit the like doorbell, and somebody comes over the intercom saying, hey, can I help you? I'm like, hey, I cut my leg. Can I get some Band-Aids? They said, okay, stay right there. We'll get someone to help you. And I thought they were going to open the door and like, hey, come on in. No one's at this firehouse because it's volunteer. And so I'm like waiting and I hear sirens and I'm like, oh, there must be another fire station nearby. And then with that, like a fire truck shows up, an ambulance shows up.
Are you kidding?
And the whole crew comes out.
Oh, my
out.
God.
And I'm like, guys, I just wanted a Band-Aid.
Yeah. See, the volunteers are there for you, man.
I know. I was like 14 at the time. This is Nikki in Fort Mill. Welcome to the Mania Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Yes.
Hey, Nikki. So what happened, ... Then the fire department came.
So my stepsister and I, we were teenagers, and she was about 6 months younger than me, so it was time for her to get her first car. And she was away at summer camp. She was supposed to be coming home that day. And my dad's thing was to kind of buy, like, junker cars that just needed a little bit of work. He'd fix them, and then we could drive them until the wheels fell off. So he found this car. He was fixing it, just doing a few things, and he had left, like, the Haynes manual or some type of papers or something under the hood and shut the hood to take it for a test drive. And the car just caught on fire right there in the driveway.
Oh.
It actually exploded and took out, like, to this day, there's still a chunk of pavement missing from in front of that house.
Oh, my
goodness.
So the fire department shows up, and about that time, here comes my stepsister, like, around the corner in the car with my stepmom, all excited about her new car.
Oh, my God, and it had blown up.
That is in flames in front of the house.
Oh, my God.
Listen to Nikki laughing, telling the story, too. What a great story. I'm glad no one got hurt, but that is a funny story to share.
All right, this is Cheryl and Matthews. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. So what happened with your son?
Oh, my goodness. So my son flew a drone into a tree, and his twin brother, at the time they were 10, his twin brother decided to throw everything in my garage up into the tree to try to knock it down. And when that didn't work, he then climbed the tree. And then the fire department had to be called.
He got stuck down? In the tree.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like a Dr. Seuss movie or something, or book, where this tree was shooken and everything like came flying out of it.
Did they have that big trampoline thing that they were all carrying and like trying to get them to jump onto the trampoline?
They didn't have that, but they put the ladder up in every direction because he was like not just up the center of the tree, but then he went out onto the limb. So they were trying, you know, it took like three guys to hold the ladder into a weird position. One guy to climb up and get him down.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks, Cheryl. Did they come with the sirens on?
Yeah.
It's okay. A real emergency, man.
Yeah, he could have fallen.
Yeah, okay.
Serious.
Well, on the Rap Party podcast, which is where we put exclusive content up. If you've never heard it, it's more in-depth. When we don't have time, because on the radio we have time constrictions, like we got to go to break. But we'll put up on the Rap Party podcast how back when I used to be a 911 operator, I have the audio of this. Someone called 911 because their bird was stuck in a tree. And it's hilarious because you hear the bird going off in the background. That will be on the Rap Party podcast. Make sure you download it.
All right. That'll be up just after 10:30, probably this morning.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.